Good evening, everyone. This is Chuck, K0RK, and welcome to the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net. The net operates on and through the Minnesota-Wisconsin room, number 21493. This is an open technical net, but please check in through net control. Tonight's net control stations are November 0, Papa X-Ray Tango, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Delta Otis, November 0, Yankee Quebec Steve, Alpha Delta Zero Mike India Pete, and K0ORK Chuck. The Bakken Amateur Radio Society takes its name from Earl Bakken, who is the founder of Medtronic. Earl was always interested in radio and is a founding sponsor of the Pavic Museum of Broadcasting. Earl allows us to use his name because he's a strong supporter of learning, experimentation, and helping others. You can learn more about Bars and Earl at www.w0mdt.com. The 444.075 and the 444.525 operate from the Medtronic facility near Highway 10 and I-35W in Mounds View, Minnesota. Please remember the chat window on hamoperator.com will not be available this evening. Sorry about that. So I'll make that one again. Remember that the chat window will not be available. Chris is having some stuff done at home, so he won't be there to turn it on, I don't think. All right. With that, I have an announcement for the net. Hams in the Park will be coming up. I've got to get the date here. I'm running a little bit behind. Nobody ever does that around your houses, I'm sure. June 12th. Starts at noon. Yeah. Hams in the Park will be on June 12th, starting at noon. Long Lake Regional Park. We've already heard from one other group that's going to try and get us from Moab, Utah. So if any of you need Utah, well, there we go. There'll be a chance to get them on the air. All right. Anybody else with an announcement for the net? Check in now.
WANAE.
WA9E. Roberto, go ahead.
Hey, Chuck. We're listening from the Schaumburg Amateur Radio Club repeater near the Motorola Complex for the first time tonight. Yeah, we've got the system up and running with Fusion as K9IIK repeater.
Working on that for quite a while. It's good to hear that it's up and running. Thanks, Roberto, and hopefully other people will hear it in your area and, well, start using it. That's what it's there for. Back to you.
Sir, we've got a large number of the membership, at least half, that have Fusion, and so now they have an opportunity to learn more about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Roberto, and keep up the good work down there in Illinois. Another big repeater up for the people in Illinois. That's great to hear. Anybody else with an announcement for the net this evening? Go ahead now. Give us your name, city, and state.
This is Justin, KJ78, listening in Bloomington, for the first time.
K04 in UQ, Frankfort, Kentucky.
All right, acknowledging Kilo Juliet 7, Tango Zulu Tango. Justin from Washington, hello. And Kilo Oscar 4, November Union, Quebec, from Frankfort, Kentucky. Also, just calling to say thank you or hi, so. With that, we're going to move into the check-in portion of the net. We're only taking check-ins from stations with traffic. So, if you have traffic for the net, comments or questions, now's your chance. Name, city, and state. Comments and questions on Fusion Radio stuff. Go ahead now.
W9AUV with a question.
All right. right, W9AUV, Terry, Batavia, Illinois. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, this is W9AUV, Terry, in Batavia, Illinois. A question for Roberto. What's the frequency of the repeater that you have working there? Back to the net, W9AUV.
All right, thanks for sending it back to net control. Roberto, can you give us the information on the repeater?
Yes, it's 442-275, and it's in Schaumburg up on the water tower. Let's see, Plum Grove and Higgins Road. For, yeah, I think that's right. W9AUV.
All right, well, there you go, Terry, and hopefully it's close enough for you to reach. So, with that, I'll make another call to see if anybody has any other traffic for the net. Comments or questions? Go ahead, check in now.
Chuck, I was hoping that Barry would be on. Some of the folks have figured out how to input the coordinates on their 400s and on their 3DRs where they do not have satellite access. And I don't know if that's been discussed on the net before, but I didn't even realize that you could manually put your coordinates into the radio if you did not have coverage by an overhead satellite, WNIE.
Yep, Roberto, that's pretty common. I know, well, the 100 has it, and then 400, and I know on my 991, that's the way I get distance from that, because I do not have a GPS hooked up to it. So if you want to talk about it more, we can do it. There is a very good tutorial on hamoperator.com on how to set up your GPS coordinates. I don't remember exactly where it is right now, but I know it works well. And, well, Otis just said the FT3 has it as well. So for those of us who are basement dwellers like I am in my ham shack, very hard to get a GPS signal back here. Do you want to, what do you have anything special there, Roberto? Go ahead.
I must have missed the time that that was covered, but I'm glad to hear I did make a note that it's on hamoperator.com for any other. We have like 50 people in the club that have Fusion, and they're coming aboard slowly.
Yeah, I understand how that works. We still get one every once in a while here locally, and we've, as you say, bring them along and keep it going. The FT1, FT2, and FT3 all have that capability. I just got a note. So the FT70 doesn't, though. Well, but that's what you get with a little cheaper radio.
Sir, and another topic for you. Did get a report from Yaesu that there's about a 3-month delay on service at present time, WNIE.
Wowza, 3 months. Well, stuff must be stacking up, and, well, hopefully the governor in California will lighten up and let people get back to work and having real jobs again. And I can't say any more than that. The rest of the country seems to be changing over. But 3 months. Wow. Go ahead, Roberto.
That's all I can think of here for right now. Thank you, WNA.
All right. Well, I'll throw it out, and let's see if we can find something else to talk about. Anything about Yaesu Fusion? Maine? City? State? Comments or questions? Go ahead now.
Q
Kilo 9 Foxtrot Mike Bravo. This is Barry in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Kilo 9 Fox Mike Bravo, Barry out of Illinois. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Good evening, Chuck. Good evening, Roberto. I have a philosophical question that I've been struggling with in my mind. And it has to do with fusion and tying up frequencies to enter the variety of rooms. So in our club, Sark, in Schaumburg, Illinois, we have two frequencies. We have a 2-meter and a 77-meter. And we set the 70-centimeter up for fusion. And it's great. You know, there's a couple of us that have gone on and made connections to a variety of rooms throughout the country. And on occasion, someone forgets to exit that room, so you continue to hear that traffic until the repeater resets. The issue that I have is, what other than attaching, say, to a fusion net, as we're doing this evening, is it ethical to be utilizing the frequency for that purpose, because it prevents local people from communicating with each other? And I wonder if those of us that have fusion radios, if it's more appropriate for us to have the equipment necessary to set it up in our home so that we can attach to those fusion rooms without affecting the frequency for everyone else's use.
Well, you know, that is an ethical question. I can tell you how we've gone about it here. We don't care. Well, other than, well, I have to say the 525 that we're on right now, we've just basically asked people to leave this one on MinWiz because it's dedicated in and we get a lot of data from the trafficking off of it. Yeah. But most of the other fusion ones, if you want to join another group, it's no problem, especially if you have the repeater set to return to room after a certain amount of time. Most people are more than happy to have the extra traffic on their repeater, somebody to talk to, other people to meet. I mean, it's always fun here. You know, I'll hear somebody with an out-of-state call sign, and I'll just, you know, chat them up a little bit, talk to somebody in Florida, talk to somebody in Colorado or wherever. Yeah, that's good for me. For me, anyway. Otis, Whiskey 4 and Oscar Delta, he has something to add to this, and he is a multi-repeat site repeater owner, so Otis, why don't you go ahead and take it.
All right, Chuck. Well, we've beat that dead horse to death here in Kentucky, and there's no right or wrong answer. I can just comment on good general amateur practice. Now, I'm on a different repeater than my own personal repeater here now, and I'll tell you what I did before I actually connected in on it on the MinWiz room, as I do each and every Monday evening for folks that want to listen to in Lexington. I call out, is the repeater in use? And if I don't hear anything, I'll ask pretty much if anyone minds or objects if I go ahead and connect into the MinWiz room for tonight's net. And then I'll wait and see if I hear anything, and then we go ahead and put it in there. Now, this repeater has a timer on it. I think after an hour, it actually goes back to the Lexington room there in Lexington, Kentucky. A little different setup on mine because mine is bridged, and typically it runs an Echolink node when I'm not in the MinWiz room. Due to abuse, where it is bridged, and there's quite a few folks on the YSF reflector, that room is not changeable ordinarily. Someone has to be in the driver's seat, so it's locked out. It's locked down to the Princeton room, 40806. And as far as being considerate to fellow amateur radio operators, I think it's always a good idea to ask before you move. And then if it becomes an issue where you want to stay connected to American Link or a more crowded room 24/7, you probably need to either look at setting yourself up a portable HRI mode on one of your node radios, register with Yaesu, and actually where you do not keep the repeater tied up, and then you have the ability to, just like here in the MinWiz room, if it is bridged with a YSF reflector, to join it that way. That way you keep the repeater open and everyone stays happy. But, you know, that's in theory. So hopefully that helps answer Barry's question about keeping things tied up. I don't think it's a real issue as long as you remember that it's not a private line. It's more or less a party line. So what you're listening to, everyone on frequencies hearing. Hopefully that helps out, Chuck. W4IOD back to net control.
All right, thank you, Otis. Appreciate your checking in with that, giving another perspective. I was just notified that Minwiz Chat is up and running, if anybody is interested in checking in on that. And Barry, did that help you out with your ethical questions?
Hi, Chuck. Yes, Otis's comments did, in fact, help me feel a little differently about the situation. I've had a couple of conversations in our club with some longtime members who were kind of hesitant or voicing some concerns about, you know, well, some of it's probably aesthetics, too, because it's digital radio versus, you know, standard analog. So there's some apprehension there. But as I thought about it more, you know, that's why I came up with this particular question. So I appreciate the feedback from all involved. K9FMB.
Yeah, just kind of treat it like your local repeater and, you know, don't abuse it. That's probably all people can ask. We, you know, the people that put them up, they go to the effort to put them together so that people can use them. So my idea is if you want to get on a repeater and you're not being abusive, go for it. That's what it's there for. That's why we do it. Barry, thank you for a really good question, and I'll throw it back out there again. Anybody else with a comment or question for the net, check in now. Name, city, and state.
KE0YJJ. KE0YJJ in Santee Lakes, California.
All right, Kilo Echo Zero, Yankee Juliet Juliet Rick out of California. Go ahead, what do you got for us?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm out here in California. Yeah, I'm in my RV, and I'm running it as a Wires X node, my FTM 300. And I've been trying. I've used Repeater Book, and I've used several other things to attempt to locate Wires X rooms. But this place is weird out here. I'm getting a million different FM stations. I'm only finding, and I went through, like I said, I went through Repeater Book, and I'm finding that I can only find one that with traffic on it, and it seems unusual to me. Any ideas on a more efficient way to find a room?
Well, okay. You're asking about finding rooms. That's kind of hard to do because you're actually going through a repeater to get to a room. So first you have to find a repeater. Then the repeater has to be connected to a room. And, you know, you can't tell just from the repeater whether it's connected or not.
KE0YJJ. Roger that. I understand. I was just thinking that maybe there was a more reliable source to find repeaters, which is why I went through Repeater Book. And I mean, I must have checked a good 50 different frequencies, and I'm not picking up nothing. I don't know if it's I have a bad antenna or what. It's I just thought maybe you had another suggestion for an alternate source for alternate more reliable source to find repeaters.
Well, if you move to or if you SoCalLink is a good room if you can find it, but if you're looking for a repeater that has a room in it, you're best off probably going to hamoperator.com.
on that, there is the last hurrah. Let's see. I'm going to open it up here and find it. This is, we have Chris that is having some stuff done around the house. And going to be a second, but there's a list in here. And I'm not. Hang on just a second.
This is KJ7TZT in Bloomington, Minnesota. I've also been looking at the EAC site, and sometimes I've been able to get through their list and rooms and fusion repeaters, and that's why I found this net tonight.
All right, KJ7TZT, we'd appreciate it if you'd call through net control. That makes it easier for everybody to stay connected. So here's what I've got for you. If you go to hamoperator.com, go to live data. Once you're in live data, you can go to active nodes. Click on the active nodes, and that'll tell you all the different nodes in the world other than Japan. So pull down that and go to the United States. And then once you're in the United States, you go to California and you find the city that's closest to you. And that'll tell you an active frequency that's open for use. So it'll give you that this is the room number, this is the city, gives you the frequency on most of them. If not, it gives you a call sign that you can probably cross-index to ham up or to repeater book. And you do know that in repeater book, you can tell it to search by your current QTH and give it a narrow room, like 10 miles or something like that, and then you're pretty good to get a solid link. So, Rick, back to you.
Roger that, Chuck. That's very helpful. I totally forgot about ham radio, or yeah, hamoperator.com, and the net that, or the fusion rooms that the other guy was talking about. I forgot about that as well. So, anyways, thank you. You did answer my question with some alternative ways to find active rooms. Or active repeaters, excuse me. I appreciate it. And as this COVID thing gets lifted, I would suggest to other travelers, you know, I'm in my RV, but other travelers, start looking into this in advance and figure out alternatives. One of the things that I did not do properly was I did not bring along my radio programming tools where I could have downloaded the information from repeater book directly to my node. But anyways, thank you much, Chuck. That'll work for me. And in the future, I suggest people take along their programming tools. Anyways, KZ0YJJ, back to you, Chuck.
Thank you. I'm glad we were able to help you out. And now over to Justin. Kilo Juliet 7 Tango Zulu Tango, go ahead with your. You had a little more to add to that?
Yes, sir. This is KJ7 TZT. Yes, I looked to find this through UP.com, and I was able to pull up a list of many, many different repeater nodes. And also, I was looking through the repeater book and I did a little bit of digging, and I found this Minnesota-Wisconsin one to sign into, and I travel a lot as well, so that's a couple of useful things for me.
All right, well, thank you for that, and just remember that you can always go to livedata@hamoperator.com. That'll give you the cities around you,
Or, you know, you have to figure out which cities are around you. It's not quite interactive, but it gives you a chance to see what's live on the air anyway. Thanks, both Rick and Justin. Good questions. And yesu.com, it does have a list of nodes also. So with that, I'm going to throw it out there again, see if anybody else has a comment or a question for the net. Maybe we can move this one here a little further. Anybody else have any better ideas on how to find active nodes in the area that you're traveling through? If you got that or just a comment or a question, join us now. Name, city, and state.
W9AUV, Terry in Batavia, Illinois, with a comment.
W9AUV, Terry, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, this is W9AUV. A couple other resources are c4fm.xyz/maps. Bring up a map of nodes and repeaters that are C4FM enabled. And another useful tool is RFinder. You can put in what kind of thing you're looking for, and it'll give you things that are close by to you, to your location. So I use that on my phone, which has GPS built in, so it gives you the nearest repeaters and nodes. So those are a couple other resources. I've used the other things too, hamoperator.com and Yesu's website, but those are some more resources. Back to the net, W9AUV.
Thank you, Terry. It's always good to hear other resources. Whiskey 4, Indy Oscar Delta Otis. You had some comment also.
All right, Chuck. Well, with the aforementioned link to C4FM XYZ, I'll just make the comment that I use. I seem to have my phone with me all the time, so it's one of those things where just through convenience, if you're connected to the internet, I use an Apple device. I don't think there's actually one available, so you'd have to actually use the browser on the Android. But for the Apple device, there's an excellent app. But I think the author is a Japanese amateur radio operator, and it's Wires App. I believe it's Whiskey, India, Romeo, Echo, Sierra, Alpha, Papa, Sierra. So it's Wires Apps. It actually uses your location, and you can actually filter it down by distance. So you'll be using kilometers instead of miles, but other than that, it works very well for me. And when you're out and about, it will tell you the repeater, and the information, I think, is actually pulled from the Yesu website. So it comes in handy sometimes. That's the only comment I had as far as being mobile and actually being able to look that up. W4IOD, back to net control. Thank you, Chuck.
W4IOD, Chuck, KE0YJJ, with a comment or follow-up.
Anybody else want to chime in with how you find repeaters and Wires X logins? Go ahead. Oops, I see... KE0YJJ, Justin, go ahead.
This is KE0YJJ, Rick. My follow-up question or comment was, I've got like a repeater book in on my phone, and that works very well for getting my location and then telling me the repeaters that are within X distance. My problem is that I really like the app, and it seems very up to date. It's none of those repeaters are actually active. No one's talking on them or whatever. So the looking for active things is, I guess, more appropriate to what I was looking for. But the suggestions I received are awesome. So thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for the check-in. Glad things are working out for you. And with that, I'm going to move right along. Anybody else with a comment or a question for the net? Name, city, and state. Go ahead. All right, I saw Kilo 4, Papa Papa Kilo Jim with no audio. Why don't you go ahead and see if you try it again, see if you got some audio. I guess we scared him. Either that or he just dropped the microphone and keyed the radio for himself. All right, throwing out another call for anybody interested in being part of the net. Name, city, state, comments, or questions, go ahead. All right, hearing nothing, I'm going to make this the last call for the net. Last call for the net. If you want to be part of it, this is your last chance for tonight. Otherwise, we'll be back in a week. Name, city, and state. Well, I guess Whiskey 4 and Oscar Delta has a comment for on the Yaesu repair. He looked something up. Go ahead, Otis.
All right, Chuck. Well, I'm always for sharing information. That's how we learn. And you've made that statement numerous times, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. So don't shoot the messenger. For the, those of you that have mentioned sending things in for repair to Yaesu out to Cyprus, I have nothing to do with that, and I will just share with you what N9UPC and Yaesu has actually posted on their preferred medium of communication, which happens to be Facebook. But this is directly from Yaesu. For the safety and concern of our staff at this time, we have the following process for repairs. Number one, a minimum of 7 days quarantine period before they even open a box. Once out of quarantine period, an average of 20 to 25 business days to complete a repair from the time the unit is assigned to a technician. This does not take into consideration if parts are needed. If parts are needed, they need to be shipped, delivered, and the customer can be reached for questions if need be asked. So that's why it's taken a while. Parts are hard to come by, and apparently it's a process just to get the unit out of the box. So there you go. Bad time for a radio to need service. Chuck, that's enough good news from here this evening. Appreciate you calling the net. W4IOD, back to net control.
Thank you, Otis. And, yeah, not only is repairs taking time, but actually finding new radios to buy. Also, a little bit more of a chore, as Chris mentioned last week. Again, last call for the net. Name, city, and state. If you've got something you want to say about Yaesu Fusion, comments or questions, go ahead.
Whiskey Zero Tango, Juliet Whiskey, with a comment.
Okay, it's Delta County, Bloomfield, Kentucky.
Thanks for the question.
All right, got a couple of them there. I've got Whiskey Zero, Tango Juliet Whiskey with a question, and Whiskey Alpha 9, Echo Roberto with a comment. And we also had Kilo Bravo 4, India Tango Kilo. So, Tango Juliet Whiskey, Terry, St. Peter, go ahead with your comment.
Well, thank you, Chuck. And while everybody's talking about looking for repeaters, don't forget about Simplex. I have had some good conversations on Simplex while I was road tripping. One time going through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and another time through Spokane, Washington. Granted, they're not real long, but doing system fusion on Simplex works pretty well, too. So, anyway, with that, I'll give it back to you. Great net as always. This is W0TJW, back to net control.
All right, Terry, thank you very much. Don't forget Simplex. Probably a really good answer. Whiskey Alpha 9 Echo, Roberto, go ahead.
Okay, the question came up past week or so that on my 991, when I activate Wires X, the screen populates with all the rooms. On my 400X VR, it does not. I have to search for a room each time. On my 3DR, I have to search for a room each time from the beginning. One of the fellows was mentioning when he went to a different repeater, the room would populate, or the screen would populate with all the rooms on all his radios. Is there a setting? Is there a different setting that our machine might have than the other ones, where we're not seeing all the rooms right away on all the models that we use? WAIE.
All right, I'm going to pass that one off to Otis. Whiskey 4 India Oscar Delta, can you take that one, please?
We'll do our best, Chuck, to help Roberto out. Well, with the WiresX command menu up, you have two different modes. You can go search, and you can go direct. So I'm trying to remember, I'm utilizing the FTM-300 at the moment to access into the Lexington repeater, and I went direct. So you got the search and direct, and I've got the WiresX command up. So if you go search, you have the ability to search individually, or you can bring up all, and it will load them in according to the populated room, if I remember correctly. Your higher populated rooms will be at top, and then you turn the VFO knob to scroll down through it, if I remember that correctly. And forgive me, Roberto, it's not something I do every day, and I've got too many radios here to actually remember them all, but without actually doing the 400, I typically remember the room number because it's just easier for me. I'm lazy, what can I say? For me, Minwe is 21493, so it's pound 21493 and then pound, and then it connects in on the WiresX side of things. But you do have the ability to search and direct. And one thing as far as the new users on the repeater and what have you is they'll remember, the radio will remember what room you were connected to. So if you disconnect and it's flashing and you key the microphone back up, it will automatically connect back. That's just an added thing that some of the newer users have discovered. But you do have the ability to search and direct, and I believe all will bring all of the WiresX rooms up by population. Hopefully that clears some things up, and there's excellent resources as far as the WiresX, the Bible. I know that's being worked on as far as, and that's a major undertaking, on hamoperator.com, but there's a lot of information on that website as well that Chris and several others put forth a lot of effort into to provide information to all of us. Chuck, I think I helped him out. W4IOD, back to net control.
All right, Roberto, back to you. Did that help you out at all?
Wrote it down, and I'm going to try it, and I'll let you know next week. Hopefully Mike will help me, and I'll get a couple more of the machines up and running with this capability. One of the other things I noticed is that this machine, I think he has for a 15-minute timeout, and it gives me three beeps before it disconnects from the room. And if I kerchunk the machine, it gives me another 15 minutes. And I'm wondering if that's common, if others have found that to be true. But Otis, I do appreciate those two tips. I've got to read the information. I have not had time. I'm busy trying to clean up a hangar and get ready to bring my plane from California back here to Chicago. So got too many plates in the air or too many
juggling too many balls. WNIE.
Yeah, there is that, learning all the different radios and all the different things that go with it. But Roberto, good question. And, well, hopefully you'll get it figured out. And the timeout timer can be changed via your HRI 200 interface. So, there you go. Kilo Bravo 4, India Tango Kilo. Jim, go ahead.
This is KB4, ITK, Jim in Bloomfield, Kentucky. I quizzed you a couple of weeks ago about HT antennas and had an FT70D that's, you know, eats batteries. And I was about probably 40 to 50 miles south of our local repeater in Chubbyville, Kentucky. And I experimented, I was stuck in traffic between Springfield and Lebanon on Highway 55. The locals will know where that's at. And the antenna you recommended, I've tried it several times, couldn't find any difference, but out on that outer fringe of the repeater, just barely able to get into it. I could get into it with the HT, mine's gone blank on the number. The one you recommended had an MFJ and another one that didn't have a name on it, but that antenna, I was able to get into the repeater, and I could not on the others, and I was way out on the fringe.
All right. Well, it just goes to prove that sometimes a lot of research helps. I'm glad that antenna is working for you, and I'm glad it, well, that's all I can say is I'm glad it worked for you. If anybody is questioning, that's the comment. HT224, 2 meter, 220 and 440 antenna. Great antenna. I love it. Tested a bunch of them. But it is a little bit on the fragile side. You can't throw it around too much. With that, I'm going to bring the net to an end. Thanks everyone for listening. We remember, we meet here every Monday night at 7:30 Central Time and cover all things fusion. Thanks for listening to the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net. Please allow 1 minute for rooms that wish to disconnect before resuming use of the room. This is Chuck, K0 ORK, and everyone have a great week.